we all know, to control one's senses. And I personally lived with Maharaj right next door to him for many years. And so I had a lot of association. I should have gotten more of it. I was not intelligent, but I had a lot, enough association to see that Maharaj is the real deal, as they say. Maharaj is very, very much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. He's there every single morning, 365 days a year, for the morning program, full morning program. And Maharaj has many, many, many wonderful qualities. He has truly been a friend to me in my life. He's been a great friend to me. I feel kind of like the like a dog somebody keeps, you know. Like Srila Prabhupada and his representatives like Hare Krishna Maharaj have been so kind to tolerate my shortcomings. And Maharaj has always been very, very kind to me, always very, very encouraging. And he has a great sense of humor. I remember one time we were in a car driving back from some engagement, and I said, "Boy, Maharaj," I said, "I'm really in the modes of passion." I said, "I'm really in the mode of passion." And Maharaj turned around and looked at me and said, "No," he said, "more like the mode of ignorance." And just when he said that, I had a realization, I had an epiphany. I was thinking, wow, right? I really flattered myself to think I was in the mode of passion. You really cleared that up for me. And Maharaj, he's got a great sense of humor. And the other thing is that Maharaj is a very good mediator. A lot of times in ISKCON we have problems, and Maharaj has been a big troubleshooter in our movement to go to places where there's problems and hear the grievances and come to some, thank you, to some help to come to some agreement between both parties. He's very intelligent. He's always examining these things. You know, he's researching.
One for him.
You know, the latest, he keeps up with the cutting edge.
We have many golden.
You know, different types of processes that are used for these types of things. What is that, Maharaj? It's, what do they call it? Arguments when, what do they call that? There's a word for it that you know of, that you've been involved with. Anger management,
yeah.
And what else?
Conflict resolution.
Yeah, yes. Alternative dispute resolution.
Yes. And one thing I noticed, Maharaj, about yourself, I have to say this, there's one quality that we all know, if you've ever watched, of course, of those who were with us, I mean, those who were with Srila Prabhupada, not directly, but if you watch Srila Prabhupada giving lectures and sitting behind a desk or room conversations, you all see that Srila Prabhupada is very, that his every movement is like divine. Just to pick up a pen. Prabhupada was doing that for Krishna, and you could tell that. You know, and the Prabhupada's eyes, the way they would open very big, and the Shakti, the potency, you know, and many times I was with Maharaj, and I could tell I wasn't with an ordinary person. I could see that he's on some other platform. Like, I could see that. I knew that I was like so beneath him, and yet, he'll allow me to come in his room sometimes and talk with him, or even when he'd go down the driveway, because his house was next to mine, pretty much, you know. And he'd come down the driveway and he'd see me, and say, no matter how much Maya I was in, he'd say, "Jamila." And he would always be so, so encouraging, you know. Sometimes we have a tendency, all of us, sometimes, not all of us, but a lot of us, to get depressed or down, or we kick ourselves, and, you know. But Maharaj would always see the best in me, and he would try to fan that spark and encourage me. And actually, it's because of Maharaj I'm down here, actually. You know, I better not...
Tell the story. Tell the story.
But Maharaj sent me down here when Mardi Gras to help out. And so that I owe the fact that I have such wonderful association with all of the nice Vaishnavas, Bengali Vaishnavas. And by the way, I really appreciate them, that they're so... they have such nice etiquette. Mm. They really do. They all these devotees, they're very dedicated, come and do service at the temple. And they're very respectful to Srila Prabhupada disciples. Mm. They're always very, very respectful, and I really appreciate that.
Jai. Shri Radha Radha Ganta, Radha Radha.
Anyway, I probably talked it up. So I just want to say thank you, Maharaj, for your kindness and your association. But if you're with Maharaj, just look at him. He's not from here, this place. He's in another world. Maharaj is on another platform, although he comes down to associate with us.
You're right, I'm from New York.
Okay, see, and that's another one of Maharaj's qualities, is he's actually very humble. Very humble. He's able to not, he's not puffed up or proud that I'm a guru. He's not like that at all. He sees it as a service to Krishna. You know, that's his service. And he does a very good job enlivening all his disciples and people like myself, devotees, so-called devotees like myself. All right. Thank you very much.
Haribala,
yeah, I would like to tell one more thing about the Vinod Prabhu. Whatever color glass you have that you see outside, if you have a black glass, you see everything black. So you're seeing good in everything, that means you're good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next I have a request from Mother Manasini. Would you like to come forward?
Jai Namah Nitai.
Jai Namah Nitai.
And I think Ranishwar Adi Maharaj would like to have a program real short, and this is off-site program. So first, we want to make a presentation real short. Thank you.
I hear that.
Yeah, she got it.
Hare Krishna, bless the Srila Prabhupada, Jai Ni Mai Ni Ta. Oh, Hare Krishna, thank you. Hare Krishna. Well, Maharaj, congratulations on 36 years of sannyas, I can hardly imagine. That's such a wonderful achievement and accomplishment to service that you've done for Srila Prabhupada. We're so proud of you and so appreciative of your example and your service through all these years. My husband's known you since way early, since the early 70s. Myself, I only got to, get to know you a little bit within the last few years. And I know the first association that I had was, we were having some kind of a problem here at the temple, and it's been too long ago for me to really remember who was doing what the problem was, but I do remember that we had, two camps of thought, and Maharaj went and talked to all of us, and he was all agreeing with us, going, oh good, Maharaj is going to get this problem solved, and then he talked to the other camp. And just as he totally had agreed with us, he totally agreed with them. And I thought, well, geez, I was rather bewildered. How in the world is this problem going to get solved? And so I thought, well, I don't know, maybe I just won't bring him any more of our problems. So a little while later, I don't know, maybe even a whole year later, I talked to my husband about it, and I said, I don't get it, He was completely understanding our point of view and acting like he was for us, and then he heard the other side, and my husband said, well, that's what he does. He doesn't want to discourage anyone. And once I understood it like that, I realized what a wonderful way of managing, that you don't discourage any devotee. You listen to them, you encourage them. So that's something that I've, in my own personal life, Jai Mani Tai, with my husband, that we've grown to love and appreciate about you, Krishna Maharaj, I'm sorry. Is that you're always encouraging. You never look at us like, what are you guys? What's wrong with y'all? Why are you still sitting in the harbor? I think you are probably wondering, but you are always encouraging us, and I so much appreciate that, and I know I'm supposed to make this short, but all glories to your service. Thank you so much for 36 wonderful years of example for all the rest of us.
Mother Manasini is a role model for many Sankirtan devotees over here. Actually, there are very few left in North America who are actually doing Sankirtan. So she's on all time school. She is still continuing at this age, dedicated, distributing Krishna culture, preaching Krishna consciousness down in the streets of Golden Street. Thank you very much, Madam Mahasini. Next, I request Sri Divine Prabhu.
Chandra Bhanu ki jai.
I just wrote a little something. His Holiness Dear Krishna Goswami has served ISKCON meritoriously for some 43 years. Am I right about that?
Since 1971, I guess.
43. 36 of them as a sannyasi and spiritual leader to hundreds and thousands of aspiring devotees and inquisitive souls struggling in the material world. And his efforts have been met with tremendous success over many decades. ISKCON owes a great debt to the devotees who sacrificed so much by taking the order of sannyas in the prime of their youth and who remained faithful to the ashram throughout. These few rare souls have provided immeasurable inspiration to our movement. We dare say that without their leadership, ISKCON would have never arrived at its present point of international distinction. Sannyasis travel far and wide, spreading the holy name around, logging many frequent flyer miles and jet-lagged days and nights. Maharaj travels the world over year after year, jeopardizing comfort and health to deliver the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, imbuing spiritual and practical wisdom for those who seek it. Sri Krishna Goswami is an ocean of transcendental intelligence, compassion, and always good cheer. He is a visionary regarding preaching techniques and an excellent example of how to accommodate both traditional and modern lifestyles into an effective presentation of Krishna consciousness. So on this auspicious day, we thank His Holiness and we pray for your good health and happiness and pray for your blessings to advance in Krishna consciousness, for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and attain even a fraction of your dedication to this God and to His divine grace through the Prabhupada. Thank you for your guidance and your direction.
Shri Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada.
Thank you very much, Chandravana Prabhu. Chandravana Prabhu is a legal board member of New Orleans, and his presence is very quiet. He so silently enters the temple, but he cannot make it quiet enough because his presence is always felt in the temple. Thank you very much.
Shri Prabhupada.
Next, I would request Madam Mahalakshmi.
Leela Avatar's prophet disciple.
Oh, Leela Avatar's prophet disciple. Oh, sorry. Would you like to come, please?
I've known her since 1974.
What is that?
Since 1974, I've known Leela Avatar.
1974?
Since 74.
Yes, we met in 1974 in
Caracas, Venezuela.
So, then you were a sannyasi, still all respects, but it's been many, many, many years on and off, and Maharaj, I mean, we have our controversies different times. With all respects after all these meetings and all these seminars he did, laughing, seminar and appreciation, and that's when you actually can really appreciate a devotee when he continuously preach and he wants to dedicate his life to Krishna. He wants everybody to dedicate their life to Krishna. So Maharaj is an example for me, for my children, and thank you, Maharaj, for
being
yourself.
Thank you. She was one of the best Sankirtan devotees in Caracas, Venezuela, and we were the number one Sankirtan temple in the world. We beat Radha Damodar, we beat Tripurari Maharaj, we beat Chicago, right?
Wow.
And Prabhupada was very, very pleased with the temple. We had one devotee who distributed 10,000 big books in 1 month. Bhagavad Gita.
Wow.
It's the biggest Sankirtan temple. And she was a part of, she was one of the Sankirtan devotees there.
Wow. What was his name?
Yeah.
Ramanujacharya.
Ramanujacharya?
Ramanujacharya. You don't know him. He's, wow. He's from Venezuela.
And next I will first, Mayapur Mahaprabhu.
I don't know if he wants to speak, but.
Prasad is also prophet.
He declined.
Oh, he did. Okay.
It's the first time we've met, so, you know, so it's kind of hard to say something.
Maharaj, Vaishnavas. Maharaj doesn't really know me that much, but I've always heard Maharaj from a distance, and every time I usually hear something about Maharaj, I'd be like, wow. But I was Radha Damodar also, I joined in 76 at this temple, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And these are the first deities I ever saw, and Radha Damodar were actually on the altar, so This is a very sacred place for me. And I've always considered you to be pretty much the personification of sannyas.
Wow.
I've heard that you actually observe Ekadasi every day, basically. Is that correct? Is that true?
My diet is mostly Ekadasi, yeah. Yeah.
Mostly Ekadasi.
Mostly, but that's not a spiritual reason, it's a health reason, yeah.
Yes. But the other day I had the fortune to actually cook for Maharaj. And during that process, that's the first time I ever got to do that. And for blessed, when I was doing that, I just felt like I was being purified just by doing the service in Radharani's kitchen. Maharaj, and how can you explain these things, you know, that it just felt like purification and a blessing. And I just want to thank Maharaj for being like a rock in Gibraltar for all of us. And the other day when I was asked the day before would I like to go for Maharaj, I said, well, how fortunate am I? I was going to be taking care of Tejas's botanical garden. I said, I have a choice between serving two older guy brothers here. I was like, wow, how fortunate am I? They're like double mercy. But thank you so much, Maharaj, for, and I look forward to somehow or other serving any way I can in the future. I've met you before a few times, but I'm one of those people that's easily kind of overlooked or missed, you might say. But I'm always there to serve whenever I can serve you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
As they say, the meek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah, Mayapur Mahaprabhu, sometimes I see him coming with a group of devotees.
Yeah.
When New Orleans devotees and everybody is working, he is doing Harinam in the French quarters.
Wonderful.
So thank you very much, Prabhu, for
encouraging.
Thank you. Next, I have a request for the Mahalakshmi.
Krishna.
Go.
Maharaj. 36 years, that's really great.
I've been married to a teacher for 38.
Oh, really? You married to your husband for more years. So you perform greater austerity.
One thing about Maharaj is he's always made Krishna consciousness so fun, so happy, so easy. Always so loving and gentle, caring, like he called himself yesterday, labeling himself the liberal. You know, he has that door open for the house where Prabhupada, where everyone can take shelter of Prabhupada's home. That's Maharaj. He has that door open and he's inviting everyone to come. And we all feel that in your presence, Maharaj.
Thank you.
One thing I wanted to point out that everything Chandabar eloquently said is so perfectly said for me, and is the school that Maharaj has in
Govardhan.
My daughter, Amrita Sevani, just happened to be in Mayapur, and Maharaj heard she was there and encouraged her to go. And she said that she went and she would just be walking down the street and all the little children would be talking about your school. All the children were so happy to be go. Where do you go? And what is it?
Sandapani Muni School.
Sandapani Muni School. And they were all the children in the area were just so enlivened. Either they were going or they wanted to go. Mm. And it's such a wonderful service that you're doing there in Govardhan. And I thank you so much for encouraging my daughter in that way. She, you know, really felt that loving mood there.
Good.
Unfortunately, Govardhan was so far from where she was staying in Vrindavan that she really didn't make that connection, but deeply felt in her heart so grateful to you. So
right.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you.
Part of all our lives.
Viva.
Well, Mahalakshmi has been a beautiful teacher for many, many years in Vrindavan. I remember when she first came to Atlanta, trying to take initiation from Jayaprakash Maharaj. I was fortunate enough to perform the ceremony. Thank you very much. Okay, next I request our Tupu president, Ananda Gopal Prabhu, from an your side to come and speak.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimati Vishnu Shamiti Nani Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimati Vyavata Vashamiti Nami Namo Majarcha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Shamiti Nami Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatra Deshutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shri Gaurava Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarvansha Kalpatara Vasthiti Pashindu Deva Chapadhikana Pavani Pavishna Prakaram. So very difficult for me to glorify the pure devotee of the Lord like His Holiness B. Krishna Swami Maharaj. So we have good fortune that Maharaj gave us chance to glorify His some activities and also celebrating His 36 years Sonas anniversary. Jai Srila B. Krishna Swami Maharaj ki. Actually, I know B. Krishna Swami Maharaj from Mayapur when Guru Punya festival time. We usually do Guru Puja of my Guru Maharaj, his Jayapada Swami Maharaj, and my Guru Maharaj always bring him and keep seat with him, and we also do Guru Puja of Maharaj. And then after I moved in ISKCON New Orleans in 1997, from that time, I know B. Krishna Maharaj like a very close to him, and that way association with him. And we sing all the Prabhus, the saying, and Mataji saying, Maharaj is really, really kind to us. And by His mercy, we are here. And we've gone through so many crucial things, so many problems. And whenever we email to Maharaj, so immediately He sent it back and solve the problem. So that's the really, really greatness of Maharaj. And not only that, since maybe in the Western country, most of the Bengali devotees living in New Orleans, and Maharaj very much kind to all the Bengali devotees, and he always like that. And he always tell that, oh, it's a new Bengal. So in our side, we have so many faults. We have so many, you know, because we are also human beings. But Maharaj, His kindness and His blessings, we are trying our best to helping Him and Srila Prabhupada and Radha Radha Kanta. And also, I really, Maharaj, thanks to Him because He also gave me this position to serving all the devotees, Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj. And I'm very happy to work with all the other devotees, like Chandraman Prabhu and all the Prabhupada disciples, Ramanath Prabhu, and also all other devotees, those who are really, really helping us in our temple. Because nowadays it's very difficult to maintain it, because all the different way is not much a brahmachari here, not a full-time devotee, but still we are doing our best to service, you know, Radha Radha Kanta. And Maharaj, please bless me, that way we can continue to the service, Jai Sri Lord Krishna Swami Maharaj ki.
It's easy for a head to manage legs and hands, but it's very difficult for a head if he has more heads. The New Orleans temple is like that. There are many heads over here. To take the challenge of managing many heads, and the Gopal is doing that. That's amazing. That's a great, great achievement. Thank you very much. Next, I request Mother Haridwaran to come and speak.
I guess I don't really know Maharaj so well. I first met him when he started coming to act as our GDC, following in the footsteps of our Guru Maharaj Jayatitaka Swami. And as they say, maybe it was like a hard act to follow, because he was with us for many, many years, Jayatitaka Swami, in that capacity. But I felt an immediate rapport with Maharaj because, as everyone is saying, he exudes that quality of being very caring and encouraging. And so the transition was actually, personally for me, very easy. I was considering, as someone mentioned, Makinchar, how sannyas means to dedicate your body, mind, and words in the service of the Lord. And I was calculating a little bit that Maharaj was 33 years old when he took sannyas, which is just incredible that someone would give up their, in the prime of their life, all kinds of enjoying propensities or some desire for power, fame.
28 years old.
I'm sorry.
28 years old.
28 years old.
Because if I was 30, it was 33 years old, I'd be 69.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And I'd be in trouble.
28 years old. Is there anybody that's 28 in this room? So there's Sanjay Prabhu, 28 years old, that the time when Maharaj dedicated his body, mind, and words. Pretty amazing. Then I guess I just wanted to mention a little bit today in class, Maharaj was giving a little of his history in Krishna consciousness, and he said that he was mentioning about his years in Venezuela, how like in a way tough and austere that was, but how really like nectar that he was able to perform that service with the devotees and for Srila Prabhupada. And then he was also telling how in North Carolina he actually built his house there. And I don't know if he mentioned this, but I heard he built the temple there as well. And his house, when he first built it, it didn't have any running water or electricity. And so he would take his bath in the stream. And he said in the wintertime, when he would get out, the water would start to, it's cold in North Carolina, it's far north, start to freeze on his feet. And so, you like that kind of tapasya, that's like a yogi, isn't it? And he was so happy to do it for Srila Prabhupada. And then I was just going to reflect, I'm almost done. I was just going to reflect a little bit on my experience of, it's a little bit hard for us at New Caledon because my Guru Maharaj, since the stroke, he's not coming there. He was there last year for the retreat, but that's the first time he came since the stroke in 2008. He came here one time and we all came to see him. But when I was getting to help get his quarters ready and then cook one night for him, I really got a realization about how pleased my Guru Maharaj would be that we were doing our best to welcome him and serve him. And then I just felt really satisfied that in a way, like, because I was getting to serve him, that I was also serving my own Guru Maharaj. And so then the very last thing I wanted to say is, when my Guru Maharaj had his stroke, I went online and different guide brothers were offering their prayers and wishes for his speedy recovery. And I was especially struck by, Virkrishna Maharaj was one of the first ones, and I was especially struck by the great heartfelt message of love and appreciation that he conveyed to Jayapataka Swami. So I just want to thank you, Maharaj. And my Guru Maharaj said it's really appropriate to ask for a blessing on Vyasa Puja of the honored guest. So I'm asking that you please bless me that and all the devotees at Nutellaland that we can really succeed in helping to manifest Nutellaland for the pleasure of their Lord Shri Shri Radha Kanta Shri Gauri Thai and Srila Prabhupada and push forward now because that's really our desire. Hare Krishna, dear Krishna Swami, please
whenever I asked anyone, especially Mataji's, to speak about something, or even during Rath Yatra to come on stage and speak for a few minutes, most of them refused. The only one person I can always count on will never refuse to take the opportunity to preach in front of a microphone or glorify anybody is Mother Hedwan. I know, Maharaj, there are many, many things that we would like to say about you, but the priority is that we want to hear from you. What you want the new next generation to do to continue with the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Srivas Thakur left this day, but he sent you to continue the mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sent Prabhupada. He sent Prabhupada, then sent me. Okay. Is this going to work?
Yes.
Oh, good.